Welcome to another discussion with one of our expert partners. Before we get into the main conversation, here are a few sound bites to give you a feel for the topics we touch on. Hope you enjoy it, and feel free to suggest other topics or ideas you would like us to discuss in the future.
Sure, I think the key situation was, you know, you can have, you know, the best created offer or package that was available, but it was getting a consumer to get deep enough in the site to find that offer or see it in a search or booking process, mm-hmm. I think would be the top line of really where we were. That's then you're creating a high number of visits before you see the transaction.
Yep.
So, you know, what we're looking for is to get a decision much earlier on, or less visits, if you will. Just from the numbers on the 30-day trial we did, as I mentioned, some of the top producers, that direct benefit over that 30 days generated $175,000 in bookings, which is pretty substantial in a 30-day period.
Yeah.
That's and to Cindy's point, I think she made a good point. Is we're not in what we would consider even a heavy booking period of the year. We're kind of in our valley. The other number that was substantial from the user guest generated was 39% of our bookings were generated from the smart messaging that was on the website. So those are all great numbers. I believe the overall revenue for the 30-day period for everything involved was over $500,000 that attached in some way back.
But some of the signs that we're seeing that shows a positive improvement is that we've seen an increase in the look to book.
Okay.
And we've seen, so this shows us that the people that are coming to the website, even though the level of traffic kind of remains the same, mm-hmm. we're seeing more people go into the booking engine lately than we have in prior months. And if I can add a number to that, we used to have an average about 18, sometimes hitting 20% of sessions going into the booking engine. And now for the last 2 months, we've been at 27, 30, 31
wow.
percent of look to book.
So that's almost a 50% increase then on what it was before.
Yeah, it's a pretty big increase.
30 days free trial, and the idea is to try out things, right? Like it's 30 days for free completely without commitment. And because we don't have a lot of data yet, we need to try out things and then we see what works. But we always adapt on the image, the branding of the hotel, the style, the communication type of the hotel, of course. And luxury hotels, usually we limit to just a few. And with just a few, communicating on the benefits of booking direct is usually more than enough to convince the visitor to stay on the website and book on the website rather than going OTAs.
Yeah.
So that's what Bobby was mentioning, the price comparison widget that compares pricing with booking.com, Expedia, but showing the benefit that the user will get if booking direct is a good incentive already.
Yeah.
And then the safe search again, because especially in the case of Orangila, I think, Bobby, you've got at the time of the trial, 5 to 7 visits in average of a visitor before booking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's data that we have. So we know what is the behavior of a visitor before the booking, and we can act on that. We've got features to act on that, to display a notification after 3 visits on the website, for example, and to tailor the message saying,
I've got you.
Still hesitating, here's an offer for you. But we don't always have to have a promotion or a discount. It can just be such a personalized message that the visitor will convert into a guest.
And then as we looked at it in real time, I felt, you know, at some points it was too much. And mm-hmm. this, we went back and we again, it was more about not creating a congested website and to take away from our content, but to do something to, you know, nudge and push a consumer and direct them in the direction we wanted to go, but do it in a tactful way where, you know, I don't want to feel like the smart messaging was chasing me. I wanted to feel like it served a purpose, and then it, you know, it didn't keep getting in my way, if you will, of looking yep. at the website. So there was a little tweaking in the beginning to make sure that the smart messaging wasn't the focal point of the website, but was, you know, served the purpose of what we were trying to do, which was, you know, to either move, push, incentivize, do something.
Well, I hope those clips gave you a sense of what the conversation is all about. Let's get into it.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. So today's conversation is around a case study focused on the Aurora Anguilla. That's you, Bobby. I will come to you in a minute. And we're looking at how a partnership between Booking Success and User Guest unlocked a number of significant benefits for the hotel. So what we'll do to kick this off, I'd like to just invite each of you to do briefly introduce yourselves, and then we'll get into the main conversation. So Bobby, if I could throw it over to you, please, for a brief introduction, that would be great.
Sure, good morning. I'm Bobby Sweet. I'm the Director of Sales and Commercial Strategy for Aurora Anguilla, located on the island of Anguilla in the Eastern Caribbean. So happy to be part of this case study and the successful outcome we've seen to date. So thank you guys for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for joining us. And Cindy, over to you, please.
Yeah, well, I'm Cindy Wong. I'm with Booking Success. We help hotels and resorts generate more revenue by creating digital strategies that guide travelers from the first spark of interest all the way through the reservation. And our main goal is just to help clients make their marketing seamless, structured, and results driven. So that's me.
Perfect. And Sophie, over to you, please.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having us, Trevor. Great to be here. I'm Anne-Sophie, Customer Success Manager at UserGuest. UserGuest being the hotel website revenue booster, helping hotels to drive more direct bookings through smart notifications and personalized messages, working really closely with Booking Success as our solution. I really work really great together and have share the same mission, basically. So yeah, great to be here. Thank you.
No, welcome. And thank you to all three of you for finding the time and for joining us and for sharing this case study. So let's kick this off. Let's get started. I think, first of all, because this is kind of being led from how Booking Success and User Guest came together, and we'll talk a bit more about the partnership and how you see that kind of benefiting hoteliers later on, but focusing it around this case study, it might be useful, Cindy and Sophie, if you could take a little bit of time to kind of just set the scene a bit as to how this came about, and then that will lead in nicely, because we're obviously going to be talking about Bobby's hotel, and we can then move across into the actual case study piece. So I don't mind who wants to go first, and Sophie or Cindy, whichever of you wants to tee it up, I'll let you fight it out on Zoom.
I think if okay with you, Anne-Sophie, I can get started, and then you can add whatever you feel. But basically, our partnership with UserGuest started a while back when actually one of our clients was approached by the UserGuest team offering their smart notifications tool. And typically, our clients, because of our role in digital strategy, they'll come to us and say, hey, I've been approached by this and this company. Do you think it's something that we should try, yes or no? And then before we say, you know what, go ahead, we typically research it a little bit to see if it makes sense, if it aligns with strategy. And UserGuest just so happened to align perfectly with what our goal was for hotels, which is to boost direct bookings most of all, but boosting general revenue overall as well. Mm-hmm. So fast forward today, we spoke with Aurora. We had a couple of challenges that we were seeing with regards to conversion. And we then said, you know what, I think this might be a tool that could work for them. And then we ended up doing the introduction, and here we are now.
And Sophie, do you want to add anything into that?
No, I think that's well summed up, Cindy. I think we've got, again, we share the same goal for our customers, and we've got that same customer obsession that we share, and we basically do everything for our customer. And the idea is really, at the end of the day, really to help driving more direct bookings, more direct revenue, mm-hmm. helping kind of fight the OTAs and the commission that hotels have to pay. and yeah, grow profitability, direct profitability for hotels, also by offering a personalized user journey, which is very important because I think travelers are looking for experiences as well and need some personalized messages. And yeah, I think booking success and user guests are delivering exactly that.
Very good. Very good. So both of you are talking about driving direct bookings. So that's obviously a key driver, I know. Bobby, let's come over to you. You're the case study here. Maybe if we set the what was the situation at the outset?
Sure. I think the key situation was, you know, you can have, you know, the best created offer or package that was available, but it was getting a consumer to get deep enough in the site to find that offer or see it in a search or booking process, mm-hmm. I think would be the top line of really where we were. That's then you're creating a high number of visits before you see the transaction.
Yep.
So, you know, what we're looking for is to get a decision much earlier on, or less visits, if you will. And I think that, you know, what we saw from our 30-day trial or you know, with the team, I think we're very happy with what we've seen from, you know, results and trying different available options within the user guest capabilities.
So it was, so if I understand that correctly, I mean, obviously we all want more traffic, but it was basically once the traffic was coming through, how are we then capturing them and driving that into actually doing something and get the booking? That was the key, one of the key pieces of the puzzle you were trying to fit. Was that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. If you look at it, transaction and awareness of what we offering from different price points, so we don't lose them on our direct website and they end up on a third party, as an example. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I guess as well, if you're, I mean, we'll get on to looking at how that combination helped achieve that objective. But I guess knowing the user guest solution as I do, as well as those booking conversions, I mean, they have ways that you can kind of engage with that guest. So even if they don't book, there's other benefits that you can derive at that earlier stage. So were they things that you purposefully looked out at? Whether, I mean, everyone's now talking about, you know, trying to get the email so you can re-engage with them to try and understand, you know, the guest behavior. Were those factors that you were considering at the time, or were they other values that you derive later on?
I mean, of course, we want to capture and get the permission of the user to capture that email for all future marketing or communications to them. And I think that one component of what user guests offered us was, you know, if they didn't enter it on their own, if there was a prompt that was provided through the user guest capabilities, that would be a pop-up that would incentivize them to enter their email, if you will. So that, I think, was one of the many high points of what we saw within the trial period of that. You know, additionally, we saw opportunities of testing with Cindy and the booking success team was, you know, does it make a difference to communicate booking direct gets them something unique that they would not get from a third party? Mm-hmm. I think that was another functionality that worked very well, or, you know, a direct benefit versus the third party. So something, if they did bounce out and they didn't see that, that would still be top of mind for them and might drive them back to our website to complete the booking as a direct consumer versus going through a third party and coming in that way. You know, it was mentioned as well, you know, I think along the same lines of, you know, identifying the consumer, if you will. So, mm-hmm. you know, if I was on our website, one of the really cool benefits from the user guest is if I re-entered the site and I had already looked for a stay or a series of stays, it would remind me what my dates were of what I looked for before. Whether those changed or didn't change, I still think it gave a little personalization to it. So it just wasn't like I was starting again on our beautiful website. I think for me, one of the key benefits, again, as I opened with, was we have some really great offers. But as a consumer, I end up on this beautiful website with all these images, content, and I have to go kind of deep into our website within the search to find out about the offers.
Gotcha.
Now on our landing page, as we're speaking today, that's one of the first things that pops up. In a very recognizable box that says save up to 40% as an example. So now I think we're generating an interest before they even start moving throughout our website. So
gotcha.
Those were, I think, some of the top line items that were really ahas for me.
Yep.
As we went through this 30-day trial.
Now, that makes a lot of sense. We'll get into how you guys with Booking Success and User Guest went about that. And you've touched on one element there, Bobby. So I'll come back to you on that part. Cindy, from your point, from Booking Success, anything else to add into your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, it perfectly aligns with what Bobby was mentioning as well. One of the things that we were seeing once we started our collaboration is Aurora has this big website and the property itself is also massive. So one of the things that we were kind of experiencing as a challenge was how do we get the information that we want the users to see in their face without them having to go essentially digging for it?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we thought, okay, I think that with these smart notifications and these personalizations, we can get these users the information that they're looking for. What we noted is that we were driving strong qualified traffic, but when we were looking at website recordings that we were doing, we were seeing that the traffic tends to get lost in mm-hmm. the website.
Yeah.
So they'll keep clicking and clicking and clicking, and then ultimately they'll leave without doing anything.
It's like they're looking for something and can't find it. Where is it?
Exactly. And that's where we thought, you know, maybe by implementing a tool like what UserGuest has, we can see that improvement. And mm-hmm. so far, it seems to have done the job.
Perfect. And Sophie, anything to add into that?
Yeah, I mean, I think Bobby, you had kind of different goals or I offered different approach, and that's what we used. And you had concern as well about how many notifications would appear because of the branding and the luxury image. Well, image, mm-hmm, luxury, it's a luxury hotel, right?
Yep.
So we need to make sure that we display the right notification at the right time. So different angle we took is easing the visitor journey to the booking with a safe search notification, as you mentioned, Bobby. And also because it's a luxury property, people don't tend to book on the first visit of the website.
Yeah.
So it's good just to remind them after the second, third or fourth visit, here is your search. And then they just have to click and it's so easy for them to book. And that's what people like, right? Like making things easy for them.
Yeah, that makes
then
a lot
we
of
had, sense. Yeah. Then we also had the marketing and data capture aspect with that exit pop-up. So you can reuse the data after for newsletter remarketing or whatever. We're not owning the data you are. So it's great to collect more data as well for people that maybe are not quite ready to book at the moment, but you'll be able to remind them after.
Yep.
And then I think also the seasonality of your hotel is a big thing as well, and that's a welcome pop-up we have together for September with a 40% off, making sure that we drive bookings when you actually need them. And we've got a really complete analytics and data part and section on our dashboard that allows us to see what's the average booking window. And we've seen that it was about, I think it was about 119 days, mm-hmm. so 3 months roughly.
But Bobby, you touched it, and you also mentioned it there as well, and Sophie, about this this saving the cert, how you saw that benefit or how you would see that benefiting your hotel if someone comes back and revisited and what value that's had to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, for that particular functionality of the saved cert, I kind of feel that it gives a personalization again. In other words, we didn't forget you. You weren't just a number. You're now identified as a client of ours or a guest. Mm-hmm. And then you couple it with another functionality that I did not mention in the opening, but I think is a very key part of the availability of the user guests pop-ups is the price comparison. So if I've gone in and shopped for the hotel and then I didn't book and I go to leave the site, it can pop up and say, look, you have this best price guarantee. We have messaging within that we can customize, which is great. In the beginning, we probably had too many of the pop-up windows, but that's part of a trial period to see what works and doesn't work. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, we weren't getting the website too cluttered with too much of a pop-up versus the content of the website. So yep. I think as we work through it with Ann Sophie and Booking Success and the team, we were able to tweak those things. And as I think, you know, was mentioned, you know, the successes of being able to change offers or put offers out in place, whether they are short in or shorter lead times, versus our core business, which is a much longer lead time than that 19, 20 days we were experiencing during the trial. That is a great opportunity with this product where you don't have to just stick to one thing. You can actually change and adjust as you go along, which is great. And the property can do that adjustment on our own. We don't have to wait.
Got you. I just want to pick up on the one small point first, because I want to focus a bit of time on the messaging, because this whole thing about pop-ups and how you use the messaging and the appropriate use of them, I think warrants just a little bit of a discussion around that. One of the objectives or one of the benefits we spoke about at the beginning was being able to capture, you know, like an email or an engagement. So I guess that's at the point where if someone was, because you mentioned about the search and retaining the search if they didn't clear their cookies. But I guess as part of that process at the end, there was a way that you would then, you know, through that price comparison or a different nudge to then leave the email. Is that how you've adapted it or how you've utilized it?
Yeah, that was one of the strategies we used, was to give them, you know, an offer or an opportunity to save if they entered the email and be part of our database to receive information. Mm-hmm. And we did play around with that message a little bit of, you know, what should we put a time constraint on it? This is valid for XYZ time period, or should we just have to be part of our database to receive offers? So,
yeah.
I think, I don't know if we have enough data to really say one or the other worked better, but I do say that the capture of the emails, you know, are an advantage of this as well. Yeah. That didn't exist for us before. I mean, we have that in our website somewhere, but to Cindy's point, you know, we're a very expansive property, 380 acres with a lot of ancillary product on property that we have to describe and market to the consumer. So on our website, you might not even find that opportunity very easily to enter your email to get information.
Got you. That makes a lot of sense. Just very briefly then, let's focus a little bit on the smart messaging. What kind of messages have you kind of narrowed down to? What have you found for you guys are the sweet spots that you've been using?
I would say communicating, you know, first and foremost, right when a consumer lands on the page, communicating the best offer we have in place. Mm-hmm. I think that's been, for me, probably the best success story of this. I would say one of the other good performing messaging was the direct benefit booking. In addition to that, when we were turning that on or off, you would receive a direct benefit if you booked on our website. Mm-hmm. And then I really like the opportunity to show the price comparison against the third parties or OTAs, as well, because it's not just a price point. There is a little messaging opportunity within that pop-up as well. And those would be my top three of what I think the best performers, are with the opportunities that are available.
Gotcha. And Sophie, this smart messaging, I know, is how you refer to it, and because I know people use pop-ups, but there's a bit more to it than just a. No, it's not you. I use the terminology, and it's right to be. It's right that I learn the appropriate technology. So it's educational for me. So can you talk to us a little bit about how that smart messaging piece works?
Yeah, sure. And thanks for the note on the smart notification rather than pop-ups. Like, pop-up just sounds like something that annoys everyone, right? It's that we don't want to annoy anyone. And yeah, the idea for the trial, so it's 30 days free trial, and the idea is to try out things, right? Like, it's 30 days for free completely without commitment. And because we don't have a lot of data yet, we need to try out things. Yep. And then we see what works. But we always adapt on the image, the branding of the hotel, the style, the communication type of the hotel, of course. And luxury hotels, usually we limit to just a few. And with just a few, communicating on the benefits of booking direct is usually more than enough to convince the visitor to stay on the website and book on the website rather than going OTAs.
Yeah.
So that's what Bobby was mentioning, the price comparison widget that compares pricing with Booking.com, Expedia, but showing the benefit that the user will get if booking direct is a good incentive already.
Yeah.
And then the safe search again, because especially in the case of Orangila, I think, Bobby, you've got, at the time of the trials, 5 to 7 visits in average of a visitor before booking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's data that we have. So we know what is the behavior of a visitor before the booking, and we can act on that. We've got features to act on that, to display a notification after 3 visits on the website, for example, and to tailor the message saying,
I've got you.
Still hesitating, here's an offer for you. But we don't always have to have a promotion or a discount. It can just be such a personalized message that the visitor will convert into a guest, because he already feels the vibe of you know, the right treatment and personalization, which everybody likes, right?
And I guess that's the purpose of why it's, you refer to it as smart messaging. You know, you're getting a message out there, but you're using the back end and the data and what you're seeing to inform and shape that message so it's appropriate. And that's what makes it feel more personalized. Cindy, I just wanted to come to you, because you were talking at the front where you were seeing when you realized, okay, we could make some improvements here, because we're seeing people are getting lost in the website. Is that something you're doing regularly? Have you seen changes, noticed changes of interaction of people visiting the site?
Yeah, for sure. So with any client that we have, there are a set number of KPIs that we're constantly monitoring. And one of those is sessions, which is basically most of the time what we're driving with ads. Of course, you also have your organic traffic and your search traffic, et cetera. But we look at these KPIs, and we also look at what we call the look-to-book percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the amount of people that come onto the website and then end up going into the booking engine itself. And then we also look at the booking engine conversion rate, so the percentage of people that went into the booking engine and ended up making a booking.
Yep.
Before implementing user guests, and I kind of align with what Anne-Sophie mentioned, I don't think we have just enough data yet, because it's pretty early on still. But some of the signs that we're seeing that shows a positive improvement is that we've seen an increase in the look-to-book.
Okay.
And we've seen, so this shows us that the people that are coming to the website, even though the level of traffic kind of remains the same, we're seeing more people go into the booking engine lately than we have in prior months. And if I can add a number to that, we used to have an average about 18, sometimes hitting 20% of sessions going into the booking engine. And now for the last 2 months, we've been at 27, 30, 31 percent of look to book. So that's
almost a 50% increase then on what it was before.
Yeah. It's a pretty big increase.
And obviously, the looking to booking is a key metric that everyone's really trying to drive. So those numbers are obviously impressive. I guess the reality is there's other benefits that you're seeing behind this. Could you talk a little bit towards what are some of the other success factors? I don't know if there's any actual revenue numbers you can put around it, or
just from the numbers on the 30-day trial we did, as I mentioned, some of the top producers, that direct benefit over that 30 days generated $175,000 in bookings, which is pretty substantial in a 30-day period.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And to Cindy's point, I think she made a good point, is we're not in what we would consider even a heavy booking period of the year. We're kind of in our valley, even though people are booking well into advance for the major holidays coming up with festive and Q1. But still, that was a pretty big number. And I want to say that the other number that was substantial from the user guest generated was 39% of our bookings were generated from the smart messaging that was on the website. So those are all great numbers. I believe the overall revenue for the 30-day period for everything involved was over $500,000 that attached in some way back. And, you know, some of that could have been natural from the website, but then but it's still, I believe the performance was an aha for us. And I think that it's going to be interesting to see how we use the smart messaging as we really get into season and how we can drive away from our competitors on the island and keep everything at our resort from a booking standpoint and a comparison, as well as, my goal would be to also maintain a healthy level of third party bookings and not an excessive amount that come through the third parties, because that cost is significant to the RevPAR and to our total revenues.
I was going to ask about that, because obviously, you're competing against other resorts in the location, but you're also competing against someone else that's selling your resort, and you're paying for that benefit. And whilst it's, as you say, it's healthy to have a mix, everyone needs a mix, but if that sort of driving business to you more direct than through those third parties is obviously beneficial.
Yeah, and we're still working through some of that opportunity, I think, as well with Anne Sophie, and some ideas that that might be over the top ask for the overall smart messaging that we have in that particular effort or initiative, which would be the best price guarantee against those OTAs in particular. And, is there some tweaking we can do that would, as I would call, save the sale and not have them leave the website right at that time?
Mm-hmm.
That might not be, they might not have seen that price even in their first part of their experience on the website during that visit. So in other words, if they're going to bounce out of our website, I want to serve them something that says, look, this is the best price guarantee, and here's why it's the best price guarantee, and show them that price comparison, along with some messaging, of course.
That makes sense. And Cindy, from your perspective, you're looking at it from the kind of outside in, but you're in, we all know. It's kind of like, what sort of, are there any additional points that you can add into this success story from what you're seeing from your perspective that might give a different angle on it?
Overall, one thing that we typically experience when we talk to hotels about adding certain tools, et cetera, to their website to enhance bookings, a lot of times we get a couple of objections, like, I don't want to do that. It's annoying. It's too frequent. It's not personalizable. And they're valid concerns, because we as well, we typically don't suggest doing something like that unless we feel like it actually has some kind of benefit, or that it can really help move that needle to help the resort get more bookings.
Mm-hmm.
And for properties that are kind of doubting whether they should or shouldn't, you should, in most cases, as long as you have everything else also in place. And that's why I always say the collaboration that we have as Booking Success together with user guests is we complement each other very well. So it's very much the efforts that we're doing to drive traffic, find the right audiences, et cetera, are boosted by the efforts that user guest does. So it's not necessarily have one or the other. It's if you can have a combination of both, it can really help to, you know, positively impact the results and numbers. And that's what we've seen so far with not just Aurora, but also other clients that we have.
One of the things that you have all touched on to differing degrees is the annoyance when we use pop-ups, and we all experience it in other sites. I just want to touch on that for a moment.
When I called them pop-ups, they were in the beginning, obviously, you know, with the user guest team and Sophie and stuff, it was, I think, more about her exhibiting what the capabilities were. And then as we looked at it in real time, I felt, you know, at some points it was too much. And mm-hmm. this, we went back and we, and again, it was more about not creating a congested website and to take away from our content, but to do something to, you know, nudge and push a consumer and direct them in the direction we wanted to go, but do it in a tactful way where, you know, I don't want to feel like, the smart messaging was chasing me. I wanted to feel like it served a purpose. And then it didn't keep getting in my way, if you will, of looking at the website. So there was a little tweaking in the beginning to make sure that the smart messaging wasn't the focal point of the website, but was, you know, served the purpose of what we were trying to do, which was, you know, to either move, push, incentivize, do something to keep them as our direct consumer versus having them leave and look somewhere else.
That makes sense. Is this, I mean, and Sophie, I guess that must be a natural initial reservation that you guys always get.
Pretty much always. But again, the free trial is made to try out things. We don't know what works until we try out and we collect the data. And actually, back to the partnership with Booking Success, you guys are bringing a lot of qualified traffic to our Angular website, which enabled us to identify really quickly in a few days only what's working, what's not, and disabling what's not working. And we can play with a lot of things. We can play with displaying a smart notification on the website only, on the booking engine only, on mobile only, on the booking engine of mobile only, on, you know what I mean? Like we can play with everything.
That makes sense. And Bobby, just, I mean, and Sophie's spoken a lot and you've inferred it as well, you know, this backwards and forwards, this refining, it sounds like a lot of work goes in, but I'd be interested from your side, how easy has it been to kind of set up?
The onboarding is very easy. I think, again, you have to customize it based on the needs of your property. I mean, we're a Caribbean island destination. I'm sure the strategies for a city center hotel are going to be different than mine. Because you can drive there, you can't drive to my hotel. So there are things that you can do differently, but it is definitely not a set it and forget it type of technology, but it also doesn't need an everyday finger put on it to make it successful. I think, you know, once you get through that initial stage of seeing what works, what drives conversions, and you go with that type of messaging or your on-offs or the positioning within the website where those smart messagings appear. I think, you know, once you go through that initial stage, which is relatively quick, I think, you know, with Ann Sophie, we figured it out relatively quickly where, you know, once we got to that point of comfort, we didn't really change a whole lot unless an offer changed or expired or things like that. And so in conjunction with everything we're doing from a marketing, PR, sales efforts, all of these things combined together, and you have something like this user guest technology of the smart messaging, I think it just pushes some people over the top to make a commitment to book with you. So
makes a lot of sense. And that's what it's all about, converting those lookers into bookers, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. I'm conscious of your time. So if I could just pause you for a minute, Bobby, and thank you so much for sharing those yeah. those insights. It's really appreciated. And particularly thank you, because it's not often we get to speak to people on the hotel side that are happy to be so open about sharing, you know, those successes and the percentages and revenue. So it really is very refreshing to have that openness. So thank you. Thank you for that. That's greatly appreciated.
It's been my pleasure. And I will move forward with smart messaging only as my language. And then I will make sure that Anne Sophie gets a better background picture as well.
She can have a golf course as well. So Cindy and Anne Sophie, just talk us briefly, last little bit of this conversation about kind of, you know, you've got this partnership, it's obviously working successfully. How do you see that evolving? You know, you've got more things in the pipeline. What's going on with Booking Success and User Guest?
I mean, on our side of things, we have quite a lot of clients on our portfolio. And typically when we bump into situations similar to what we've experienced with Aurora or any other hotels that we have, we tend to recommend them to give it a go. And because it's a no strings attached free trial, you can give it a go. If it doesn't work, it's just deactivated and that's it. But typically so far, I don't think we've had a single trial that hasn't turned into an actual client. So it's been going well. And the thing is, we also don't just suggest it to any clients. We suggest it to the clients where we feel like, you know, there's quality traffic. We're just needing that last boost to help people convert. And those are the clients that we typically would recommend to use a tool like User Guest, but also just hotels or clients that need help with that personalization touch, or if you're dealing with a lot of OTA bookings after people leave your website, having that price comparison tool is something that can really help people stay on your website. And those are things that we typically detect when we're running our audits for our clients. And that's where we kind of pull in Anne Sophie and the team. So from our perspective, we've loved this collaboration. It's been great. Anne Sophie and her team are super quick. Anything you need is done super fast and accurately. So it's been positive from our side.
Positive from your side, positive from your client's side. So that's a win-win all around, isn't it? And Sophie, final word to you.
That's awesome feedback. Thank you, Cindy. No, I think we're working really well together again. Like I'll use the term customer obsession that I think we both share, Booking Success and User Guest. We adapt, like not all clients or hotels want to communicate the same way or want to be involved the same way in the project. And we make sure that we adapt, we adjust to their communication style. So we always work together without the client first to make sure that we as User Guest understand the needs, the pain points, and can be proactive and adapt to the wish and goals. So working really well and loving the collaboration again.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all. Thank you for the smart messaging you have been able to convey to our audience. We'll have to pop up another time and have another conversation. and enough bad dad jokes. Right. I will let you go, but thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you, hearing the successful partnership, hearing the successful outcomes for your hotel, Bobby, and good luck to all of you moving forward. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Bobby.
Take care.
Thank you for listening, and I hope the conversation was of interest. Please do feel free to suggest any topics you would like discussed in the future. We're always open to ideas. Thank you once more, and I hope you will join us again. Goodbye for now.